This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. ITT Education Services, the company behind ITT Tech, closes down today. The for-profit education firm is shutting more than 130 campuses. This after the Department of Education cut off access to federal financial aid for new students amid allegations of mismanagement and inappropriate student recruiting. This leaves roughly 35,000 students without completed degrees and many with a pile of debt. This also puts 8,000 ITT employees out of work. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that angle today.
Attorney Brandon Wise represents a former ITT worker in a lawsuit against the company. Wise says the firm should have given employees a 60-day layoff notice through the Federal WARN Act, which deals with plant closings and mass layoffs.
ITT came in September 6th and just sent out a mass email and told pretty much all of their employees that they were effectively terminated that day.
Wise says his client, who was an academic dean, had just relocated for ITT. They're seeking class action status and want 60 days back pay, as well as health and retirement benefits. Kevin Kinzer is an expert on the for-profit education sector at Penn State. He says many ITT workers probably held administrative jobs, like accounting or tech support. Their job prospects will vary by city. As for the instructors,
it certainly wouldn't be easy for them to move into another for-profit institution because all of them are under strain.
Some may switch to nonprofit schools, but the timing of their layoffs at the beginning of the semester doesn't help. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.